And she was always happy. And what money she made, she gave away, just grub-staking this guy and that guy, and some would pay back and some not, but I'm sure she died at pop. But she done her part in this country, I'm sure.
When you were over there at the Roadhouse with Riley and all, do you ever remember seeing a sort of a beaded horseshoe that said Sweet Rose?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever hear any story about that at all?
No, I don't, but I remember. I don't remember if I did, I don't. Now, that Dick Berry would be... Dick was such a... I remember that he was starting one of the first, I think it was Chicago, where he's from, but it might have been New York, one of the bigger cities. And they were, him and his brother, were starting an underground or parking lot. The cars were just coming in and getting, they had quite a problem. And this would have been one of the first ones, and Dick was working and trying to get two quarters a day, trying to make a lot of money to put into this deal, but I don't think he ever did. I often wondered, I don't know why I haven't looked Dick up. There's several people in town that I know are there, and some of them has called me, but I never have looked them up. I'm with Andy Cannock too, I worked with him in 37.